Welcome to the Chaotic Goodness Podcast. I'm Kim, your host, and I play Flossie Lee.
I have this little bucket, and it has all of my little things that I like to use, and it has a little ducky and a loofah.
This is Chad, our GM. He plays Gideon Nyko and Wade.
Could you please turn off these laser grids right now?
This is Christy. She plays Rin Hudson.
Oh, I told him I loved him.
Here's James. He plays Hentai.
This is literally the worst shit I've ever seen in my life.
And Steve, who plays Dr. Arthur Ezekiel III.
Please don't let me get shot by pirates today.
Let the chaos begin.
Listeners, cast members, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We're recording episode 69.
Ooh.
That's it? I was expecting a lot more.
Giggle, giggle.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're gonna have to work a little harder.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a whole lot of build up for nothing. It's kind of par for the course when you're, you know, middle-aged and married. All right. Let's see where we last left off. The crew had docked with Umbrella Station. Turned out the place was completely overrun by zombies and robots fighting each other. And then fighting Rin, who completely decimated all of them.
Flossie got one.
Flossie got hit by one.
I got a zombie.
Oh, you did get a zombie. That's right. You got a zombie. And Hentol and Flossie ran off into the air vents. And
I allowed it. Thank you so much, Rin. I like it when you give me a moment to shine.
It's important.
It is. I got to work on that pistol skill, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Flossie and Hentol escaped into the air vents where they met up with Black Kel, who is a Order of Fear pirate with the Marauder fleet. So she's skilled in necromancy. So these are her zombies. And one thing I neglected to mention, that Black Kel was created by Autumn, who is one of the subscribers of our show. So if you subscribe to our show via nerdsmith.org or our Patreon, you get to create an NPC that hopefully the players won't kill.
Yay!
So, sorry, Autumn. She might still die. We don't know.
Yeah, there's no telling at this point.
She's not dead yet.
If you create an NPC in this game,
there's no guarantee
telling.
It will stick around.
There's no guarantee the crew will live.
Cheers.
Speak for
you. All right. So thank you, Autumn, for being a subscriber, and hopefully you haven't become too attached to this NPC that I helped you create for this game. Oh, all right. Okay, so the dust is cleared. Rin, you are alone in the docking bay with dismantled robots. Dr. Ezekiel is pulling in some robot parts and zombie samples into the ship.
Is there a hallway out of here?
Well, it's a docking bay and it's been sealed, so you can go to the blast doors and open them up and then get out into the station proper.
Yeah, I want to look to make sure that there's nothing coming our way.
So you go to the main doors and you can look in on the little side panel. You can, you know, hit the code for the outside cameras because this is, you know, fancy and high tech. And when you look out in the camera in the hallway, you just see nothing but just zombies milling around outside in the hallway, just kind of standing there, moaning, kind of shuffling around and bumping into each other.
How many were you talking about?
The hallway is like jam-packed full of them.
Right.
Target-rich environment.
I'm going to turn around and get back on the ship.
So, Zeke, you're finished loading in the last bit of the robot parts that Gideon asked you to bring on. And then Rin comes walking up behind you in the cargo bay and sits down in a crate, goes, nope, nope, nope.
What is it?
There's a whole lot of zombies out there. More than I feel comfortable killing or surviving, actually.
If I could rig up some kind of a flamethrower. Gideon, we have anything that can throw flames?
We have a lot of stuff that can throw flames. We're in a spaceship.
Okay.
Where's Hantal and Flossie?
I don't know. Hantal, Flossie, where are you guys?
In the air ducts?
Yeah, you know, just wandering around trying to find
the... chilling. Yeah, they asked me about toxic gases a little bit ago.
Okay, that's great.
And I told them about the brain damage.
Your brain damage?
No.
Oh,
okay. Brain damage caused by the toxic gases.
The toxic gas causes brain damage?
It can.
Is that where all these zombies came from?
No, that's what caused the psychosis in our hacker.
The hacker has psychosis?
And brain damage from toxic gases.
He gets on his... Hantal, what is going on?
So, apparently, there's a pirate here that may or may not have and does not admit to leaking toxic gas onto the station for a bit that may or may not have overinfected our hacker Bullseye that may or may not have gone into psychosis.
Oh, now that I think about it, I think I'd be taking credit for it. That shit was hilarious.
Well, all right. So, let me rephrase. There is a pirate on board that is taking credit for leaking gas that may or may not have caused our hacker to go insane.
Because of the brain damage.
Did you find a pirate in the air vents?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
It was kind of cool.
That's the also, weirdest she place was to find a pirate.
Super stoked Flossie killed a fuckhead over there.
Flossie's killed a lot of fuckheads. Which one was she talking about?
The one that matters.
Axton.
Oh.
Oh, so that fuckhead is actually dead.
Well, apparently the rest of them believe it, so fuck it. Let's run with it.
Why not?
We've tried it twice.
So, should we just leave then?
Well, I mean...
We should take our pirate
Flossie
friend.
Can probably, like, data dump fucking Bullseye's brain, right?
Yeah.
See? There it is.
If somebody can hold him still long enough, I can get into his head.
We would need to be able to get to him.
We're working on that.
We're in the air ducts. We can get to anywhere the air goes in the station. It's weird.
Isn't it great?
It's an impressive skill.
So, wait. What are the rest of us going to do?
Well, I'm going to start stowing and experimenting on my zombie samples.
You have zombie samples?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if I want to learn more about the zombies, then I need to study the samples I took.
Quick point of order. On the Petri dish where you have the samples on, you should definitely put a label on it that says, do not eat.
Not a snack.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Does not taste like cotton
candy. Actually, the last time we were in station, I made sure to set the Linda to engraving that on all of my Petri dishes.
Well, that's great.
Not a snack. Do not eat. Biological sample. Things like that.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Zeke. Great. So now we're stuck on a ship that's completely full of zombies and robots that are trying to kill us.
I think we've taken care of all the robots, and the zombies seem to be safely behind a door that I want to open and fill with fire.
I suggest we just keep it closed and wait for Flossie and Hintel to come back. But, you know, if you want to try it, I'm willing. I just think it's risky. Foolish. If there's no need.
The hallway might not be the best option out there, but it seems like the air vents are pretty clear, right, guys?
So far.
Maybe zombies can't climb.
I found some spud to knock on.
Don't knock on spud. Oh, my God.
It's on fire.
Son of a bitch.
I'm never going to live that shit down, am I?
No, guys? It was the stupidest physics experiment ever.
Now it's canon, so...
Well, you win some, you lose some, okay?
So I'm going to use empathy and see if I can sense anything. I mean, it's not very far.
Any voids of emotion?
Yeah, like if there anything, you know, outside of the walls or...
Yeah, the only emotions you detect... You're detecting Hental's emotions. What emotions are Hental feeling right now?
Confusion, trepidation, and anxiety.
And from Black Kell, you're detecting the emotions, like some like adventurous kind of emotions, maybe even a little, you know, lusty, as you're crawling through and she's looking at Hintal's butt.
It is a nice ass. I do squats.
So I would absolutely telepathically communicate to Hintal that she likes your butt.
Sweet. Get laid.
So you, I'm guessing
I could
you
use
two,
another captain on my belt notch, I'm just saying. Sure. So,
well, at least this captain's not gelatinous, so hey.
Don't you judge, you racist bastard. How dare you? How dare?
All right, so Henthal, Flossie, and Black Kel are making your way to the bridge. And Henthal, you have that special skill. You can
get us there no matter what.
Yeah, yes. get through the air vents to the helm. Or the bridge operations. I don't know, space stations.
Ops.
We get into ops.
Ops. There we go. And Zeke, we know what this coward's doing. Rin, are you doing anything special? You hear laser blasts going on out in the hallway now.
What? Interesting. I'll go take a peek.
Yeah, it looks like those sentry droids are shooting at the zombies trying to clear the hallway.
There's more. How many sentry droids?
Oh, I mean, there's like a maybe about four or five of them, and they're trying to mow down this hallway full of zombies. Like, they're shoulder to shoulder in this big, massive hallway, and they're just kind of like opening fire, trying to clear the hallways.
Okay. Maybe we should actually rig something up, because there might be some more of the sentry droids coming. That's harder to say than it sounds.
In Mother Russia, sentry droid find
you. Thank you for persevering.
I don't know if they could work doorknobs.
What, the droids or the zombies?
Goddamn raptors.
The droids.
And
once they're done, are they going to come in here?
Rin, there are no doorknobs on a space station.
That's rather presumptuous of you.
No, really, there are no doorknobs on a space station. It's impractical.
I forget these things. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Like, once you get away from the outer hole, there would be doorknobs.
No. I'm putting a doorknob on this goddamn space station if it kills me.
We can make this happen, Flossie.
A glass one.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on in the docking area. Does that change anybody's mind about what they want to do? Or Gideon actually suggested following the other two through the air vents.
Now that
stay where you are.
Yeah, because the docking bay is full of robots. Ooh, can we disable the robots?
Hack the robots, Gideon.
You mean like have a hacker battle?
Yeah.
I mean, the other hackers.
Yeah, the other one's psychotic.
Is having, he's not cyber psychotic.
Dome. Cyber dome. Cyber dome. Two men enter, one man leaves.
That's not how... Anyway, all right, fine.
We'll just do your doo-doo-doo-doo magic thing, and then...
One shall rise.
I'll try a hack battle.
Listen,
and it's
Hackers is in the DVD player. If you need a montage, it's there for you.
Oh, God. I can't even watch that movie without... It hurts.
Acid? Burn!
That's the part that hurts.
Crash override and acid burn.
Oh, God, stop. Stop talking about hackers, okay? I'll see what I can do. I don't really don't feel like rolling against myself for this.
We can help.
So,
I'll roll for the other hacker.
No. I think we should leave this all up to luck.
Okay. What do you have in mind?
So, Rin, you seem to be the one really focused about the hallway, so I want you to give me a luck roll.
Okay. And that is my pool?
Yep. Roll your luck pool.
Nine.
Okay. So, you know, the droids take some of the zombies out. Gideon is actually having a difficult time hacking into the...
Is he in a phone booth?
What?
Is he in a phone booth?
No, he's not.
With like a little fold-up back, typing away.
No, damn it. He's on the ship. And comms. He's like, oh, geez. A lot of these systems are locked out. This might take me some time. I'll see what I can do. At the very least, I can, you know, make sure all the doors are locked and the defenses are working. But I don't know about taking over the sentry droids.
Time to telecommunication and inspire. Get in. If you out-hack them, I'll give you another foot rub. As good as the last.
You mean you'll rub the other foot?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's nice.
I'll rub both at the same time, baby.
Holy shit. All right, so Oh, I guess he gets to add a D10 to that, a D6. I guess add another die to that.
See how flustered you got?
Hashtag inspiration.
I know. I'm like all like flushing. Man. I know. Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Are you schwitzing?
Yes.
Oh my God. All right.
It's not gross. It's beautiful.
Let's see. Somebody else give me 1, 2, 3, 4. Roll 6 dice for me.
Steve, roll 6 dice.
Oh. Well, you know, you're using that using his shitty rolls to your advantage at
12.
This point.
12.
12.
Way more than 12. Okay. So we'll deal with that later. So Zeke is doing his research. Rin is just sitting there. All right,
sure. We're making our way to ops. Mm-hmm.
Right,
ops.
You guys are going there. So between the two of you, with Flossie's skill in going through air vents and Henthal being able to kind of figure out the layout of the space station, you guys get to ops pretty easily, the three of you.
Go team, mm-hmm. Crawl through tubes.
So at this point, you get to the grate, the air vent that goes into ops, and you see there's a bunch of dead bodies in there, but you see one person sitting at a terminal and he's typing on things. He's looking at security feeds where there's like robots and zombies on the screens. And he's like just muttering to himself very angrily. And you can't even really make out what he's saying.
Flossie, do you want me to talk to him or do you want to make him sleep?
Well, if I can get behind him.
All right. So should I distract him first?
Yes.
Well, Black Kell says, "Oh, he'd be far gone at this point. I don't think we can be reasonable."
Shh, Black Kell. We need what's in his head. Oh, I'm gonna go distract.
You'd be needing a distraction. She looks around at Ops with all the dead bodies in there. It's like I could animate the corpses.
I'm gonna rub her gently across her cheek and be like, "That would be lovely."
Okay. She blushes a little bit. And she runs her fingernails up the side of one of your thighs and says, "All right, just stand back and watch."
But I don't want to stand back.
So can I miss all of this? Picture of Chad's
face. Why?
You're the one who tried to seduce
I'm not
James.
Seducing anybody. This is the NPC was made like this. She said super flirty.
You're the one that chose her to like my butt, so.
I do squats. I work out. Ah, look at that what? Body. Ah, ah.
I'm sexy and I know it. All right. So you guys maneuver awkwardly. Like some crawling over each other is involved here. And there's some playful squeezes and stuff that goes on there. And she's looking out at the grate. And she reaches, she pulls out of her cleavage this amulet. And it starts glowing a sickly blue color. And she reaches her hand out towards the grate. And she starts chanting something in some strange language. The Henthal can't even interpret.
But I know all language.
You do.
All. All.
It's a strange dialect.
No qualifiers. All.
It's something about rising up and waking up.
Total.
Great. All right. And so the blue glow starts appearing like in the chest areas of all these dead bodies, and they start twitching and jerking. You hear like snaps as bones that have been dislocated kind of start working again, and they start to sit up, and the guy at the terminal, he's not noticing this. He's way too absorbed in like controlling these sentry droids. And so Kel whispers to you two, says, "So you want him grabbed, right? Not harmed?"
"Right. Just hold him still."
So she closes her eyes and commands the zombies just to hold on to him. So, yeah, they literally just kind of overpower him, gang up on him, and pin him down. And she's concentrating really hard on them not eating him right now. So she's like, so if you're going to be doing anything, you better do it quick. I don't know how long I can hold these back.
Go, Flossie, go.
Yeah, so Flossie puts her hands and, like, grabs his head.
Yes.
On either side from the back and probes his mind.
Okay. And she's holding back. It's like, oh, you should also tell Flossie that you shouldn't get too close to the zombies.
I wasn't planning on it.
Okay. You see sweat start to break out on her forehead. I am going to do a countdown at this point.
Can I inspire her to hold on?
No, that is longer? Not how this countdown works. So what's going to happen is I'm going to start with four dice. I'm going to do a countdown. When the countdown reaches zero, she loses control of the zombies.
Okay.
So you go first, and then I will roll. Did you use a luck point?
Yes, okay. 27.
27. Okay, so you...
To dig deep into his brain and access anything having to do with Wade or AI or storage.
Knowledge about AI.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, looking for where he would keep that information. Okay,
so you you got a 27, so you find, you know, any of his knowledge involving AIs, and it's fairly limited, actually. It just... You're specifically, I'm assuming you're specifically looking for how to fix an AI.
Yeah, how to access it, how to fix it, okay. Where the location is of, you know, anything that could get towards our goal.
Towards fixing. So you found the area of his brain where he keeps the knowledge of AIs. So you got a 27 for that, which is great. So I want you to give me another roll and add a D6 to that. Just to see if you can specifically download, literally speaking, all of his knowledge related to AI repair.
22.
So that is good enough. And the zombies are still being held back by the force of Black Hill's will. And you're a psychic. You've done this a few times. It's never comfortable every single time you do this, but you just get like a whole data dump related to AIs directly into your brain, and it's very disorienting. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you get the information. It's a pretty quick transfer, but now you have to...
I would want to look for one more thing.
Look for one more thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. What specifically are you looking for?
I want to look for why... he has a problem with Kel and what she was doing here.
Okay, give me another roll, and then I will give another roll for the countdown.
25.
All right. So the information that you get from... Well, you kind of go back in time, I guess, in his memory, where... So there's a pirate on the space station. They're not usually welcome in this part of space. And a member of the pirate's crew accidentally dropped a canister that killed everybody on the space station. Okay. And she was the only survivor, and he was the only survivor, and so he activated the security droids to figure out what happened because there was gas going on in there. And as a defense, Black Kel animated as many people on the space station as she could to hide and protect herself, and so that just kind of led to this standoff.
Gotcha.
And now he's hell-bent on destroying her, and now he also thinks that you guys are pirates coming to get her off the station, so he has actually rigged a little surprise in the docking bay.
But that is information that I see.
That's all the information that you get. You're not entirely certain what he did, because you're not that savvy with computers, but it may be difficult to get off the station.
So I would Flossie forcefully pushes his head away and falls back to the floor and screams into Gideon's mind that the docking bay is booby-trapped.
I have a communicator. Ow. Booby-trapped how?
I don't know. I saw it in his brain that he has it rigged that something bad is going to happen, but I couldn't get deep enough to find it.
Where is he?
Up here, visual.
At this point in time, all the zombies stop holding on to the hacker, and they start to, they all their heads all at once kind of turn towards you, Flossie, mm-hmm. and they're about to swarm you. Okay. Kel, you hear from the air vent, Kel says, run, Flossie! Run, you sweet to the last cheeks off!
So Flossie would run and try to get into the vent that okay. they dropped in from.
So you need to give me some fancy dodging then, if you have the dodge skill or anything like that.
You can do it, Flossie!
Consider yourself inspired.
Well, yeah, you're close enough.
Yeah.
They are sweet ass cheeks.
That's America's ass.
Frevis's ass.
19.
Oh, wow. 19. Okay, so. Let's see. That was one zombie. Let's see. Getting multiple attackers. Okay, so you're going to get. Two of them are going to try to hit you. What's your melee defense? Let me guess. Ten. It's 10?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's one hit. And that is two hits from a zombie. And let's see. So what's your soak?
4.
5 damage from the first one. And 7 damage from the second one. As they claw at your back as you're running away. All right, they didn't bite you.
Nice.
They just clawed you with the skeletal fingertips that they have remaining. And you already have the exploit, so you like gecko climb up the wall.
Oh, yes.
Into the air vent.
Fast as possible.
Okay. And Henthal and Black Kel pull you back in. And you get pulled in, you land on top of Black Kel, and she winks at you. It's like, well, hello there, sailor.
Back up my Kool-Aid.
Hello to you, too. Let's get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on that island,
right? Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of got wrapped up in the moment. Let's get back to the ship.
Except we have to figure out how it's booby-trapped. We can't just leave.
It's booby-trapped?
Yes, I saw it in his head.
Jeez. At this point, the zombies just devour Bullseye. And Gideon... you hear in your communicator says, I got control of the droids.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can you make them kill all the zombies?
That's what I'm doing right now. Well, that's what he was doing. They're really hard to kill zombies with these things.
Okay. I have faith in you, baby.
Thank you. So I'm still... Okay, so he does a couple of keystrokes. It's like, okay. So they're just gonna shoot anything that moves. You guys are in the air vents, so don't hit the ground at all. No. Get to the docking bay. The docking bay should be clear. I got to figure out what happened to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Gideon looks over at you and says, "Ren, can you go outside of the ship and take a look around and see if there's anything that looks like it doesn't belong in a docking bay? Looking for explosives, something like that."
Okay.
Ninja robots, I don't know. Something.
I'll look.
Okay, great. Okay, so give me a perception roll then.
Which is intuition, right?
Yep.
13.
13. All right, so you look around. And what you're seeing is, I mean, you look around the ship and you see the, when the ship docks, you know, the landing skiffs come down and usually there's gravity clamps on a space station in case, you know, gravity's lost and the ship doesn't fly around. The gravity clamps look like they've been fused to the ship, like it got welded on. So the ship can't escape.
Gideon, we've been kind of, permanently attached to the docking bay. I'll see if I can break it open.
Our
landing gear has been secured, so... too well.
Oh, you overloaded the gravity clamps?
Sure, if that's what you call it.
Okay, we're going to need to weld this thing free. Are you just going to try to pull?
I was just going to try to pull.
Okay, give me a strength roll.
If anyone can do it, it's Ren. Yeah,
strength plus any kind of like lifting or breaking or any kind of skill. that you think you could justify using.
I have brawling, hardy.
Hardy?
Intimidation. I'll intimidate him.
Really?
Wrestling? Wait.
I don't have wrestling.
Right. Suplex the fucking ship.
No, we gave you wrestling. That happened. We decided that you had wrestling or brawling.
Basket?
You just didn't write it on there. But we did make a
I had brawling.
Yeah, that was brawling. So, no, you're not fighting with the ship, but...
She's fighting with the docking clamps.
I'm fighting with myself on the inside to overcome this barrier.
What the scene needs is a montage.
What the fuck kind of montage? Like Rin eating oatmeal? All right. So I guess just give me a strength roll. You can spend luck if you want.
I'm going to.
Okay.
Oh, so close. Okay. So those are going to...
Do any sixes explode when you use
any
luck?
Any and all sixes explode when you use luck.
39.
Holy crap. That's a lot of rerolls. Okay. So normally... in situations like this, you should definitely use some, welding material or some machinery to separate the ship from the dock.
She was able to get to it while
it was it was freshly welded. Yes, that is true. But Rin, the cybernetic arms aren't designed to take that kind of stress. You succeed. Rin literally grabs the skiffs of the ship and the floor of the docking bay and just rips the ship free. But it's not going to happen without consequence. I'll let you succeed and be really awesome and cool doing this. But
I'm
gonna
always awesome and cool. So.
There's going to be a downside. So, Rin, what is the downside? You decide your own fate here.
Maybe the... I don't know. Sure. Get overloaded and... no longer work.
Okay, so your arms are kind of useless at this point. You free the ship, but your arms are useless until they get repaired, which you have an engineer and a doctor on.
Kind of like
ship,
when you're using real arms.
Okay, so you pull something, probably literally.
Instead of ripping a muscle, she broke a servo. Whatever.
Yeah, you popped a few servos and some bearings, so. All right. So you free the ship. There's three skiffs, so you do it three times. And then you get back on the ship and your arms are just kind of like dangling uselessly at your side. And Gideon looks at you and says, did you just free the ship by yourself?
Yeah, I said I was going to.
Oh, okay. And he gets on the communicator. Hey, guys, so the Queen of the Amazons just freed the ship for us.
Wonder Woman!
Yeah, okay.
And Zeke?
Yeah.
I might need your help.
Well, that's surprising.
They're my arms, not my body.
Arms need work. So because of the situation or what happened with the tearing of the skiffs, Gideon has to, set the ship to kind of hover a bit because now the landing gear is useless. They need to be repaired.
Did you damage any of the underlying musculature or just the arm servos?
I think just the arms. My body doesn't hurt.
Okay, then just take your arms off and leave them here.
Great. All right, so... Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
It's the no-armed woman. All right. So the ship is hovering, and you guys come out of the air vents and get on the Irritated Badger. All three of you?
Yeah, Vol.
You're taking Black Kel with you?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, great. And so when that happens, Hental, you take the helm and get us the hell out of here. Yeah, all right. And the ship just speeds off from the station. Gideon leaves the droids on autopilot, says, we should probably send a distress message and explain what happened to the station.
Probably a good idea.
Or just set up a distress call and don't explain anything and let the Union Space Corps figure it out later.
I've seen a lot of sci-fi horror movies that were made in the 20th century. And
okay,
I think
so we include a beware of zombies and killer robots.
We should totally say, hey, there's a bunch of zombies and out of control robots on the space station. They'll have a better idea how to deal with it. Okay.
They might not believe you, so you should include, I'm seriously not joking.
Video. And video.
I really don't want them seeing my face.
No, camera feed from the outside of the
camera feed from the hallway cams and stuff of the robots fighting zombies.
He goes to comms and he sets that up.
I'm going to use engineering, another skill I have.
You have engineering?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I don't know why I'm surprised by that, but
everything
I am.
But doctoring.
I have all kinds of medicine skills.
Engineering is not a medicine skill.
And engineering and computers.
Oh my God, you really are the world's okayest doctor.
And see what I can, just poke around at Rin's arms.
Okay.
Ooh, sixes explode.
Oh, you spent a lot of time.
6, 12, 18, 26.
I'm at 22, 25 so far.
Whoa, how do you figure it? 24, 25, 26.
12 plus 10, 22.
Oh, that was a 5. That's, okay.
So 25, 30, 33.
Holy shit. Yeah. You actually repair Rin's arms.
Look at you. You're almost like a real doctor and shit.
But you didn't crit, so you don't get to add anything extra flashy to it. Or did you roll 3 sixes in a row?
No.
No? Okay.
No lightning scars for you, dickhead.
So you're doing that. You have like your little engineering kit, and you're like soldering things together on the arms, and the fingers are flexing, and it goes to its default flipping you off for some reason. Where's Rin when all this is happening? You're walking around the ship armless.
So probably still the med bay, just kind of stuck there. Like,
I need to fucking leave.
How are you going to like
open the door if there's
feet? I went quite a long time without arms.
My bad.
You just use your toes.
How do you think armless people?
A lot of our ship, the doors open automatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's going to have a hard time eating oatmeal.
No, she won't. She can use her toes.
You're going to have a more difficult time eating oatmeal.
Probably not.
Okay, so
it's
Rin
we're talking about.
Rin's just wandering around at this point.
Armless.
Well, the ship's still there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the other people haven't gotten there yet?
I don't know. Everyone's on the ship and we've escaped.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've flown away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I had time to work on your arms.
Yeah.
Did I get the gun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch of robot parts on the ship now. Hell yeah. You have a pulse blaster.
So I'll just take inventory of what we got.
Gideon, you want to help me out with something?
What?
An engineering project.
Okay.
So I got Rin's arms to work again. Uh-huh. And maybe we can, boost them up with integrated weapon systems. We have all these robot parts.
Well, we should probably see if Rin's okay with that, first of all. And second of all, you have an injured pirate on your deck.
Oh, right.
She's bleeding
too.
A bit. You might want to minister to that first.
Okay, I'll take care of her too.
Okay. Oh, I guess you'd be in the sawbones on this ship.
I haven't been called that in a long time, but
it's strange dialect I'd be having.
Let's see, 4 dice for that, and 3 dice for medicine, and my last luck die.
Oh God, please don't kill her.
I'm rolling 9 dice. All
that right.
Doesn't mean shit.
Eight dice, excuse me. I'm rolling 8 dice. Come on.
There's a possibility you're going to roll an 8. That's what this means.
All I'm hearing is 8 is a chance.
I've never rolled all ones.
Did you just knock on spud?
Yes. Well, no, this is real wood. Let's see. I got A6, so 9, 13, 15, 18, 21, 25, 27.
Oh, look at that.
Wait, did you add a luck die?
Yeah. Oh.
So the 6 explodes, 27.
28.
Oh, great. So you patch her up pretty good, and while you're doing that.
Oh, and healing hands.
Oh, look at that.
For 3 points of health.
Okay. You do that, and Kel, she lets you know her name is Black Kel. She's with the Order of Fear, and she, let me tell you, Doctor, you You really do know how to use those hands on a lady.
I've heard that before.
Back up my Kool-Aid!
Would there be a Mrs. Zeke?
No.
That's very interesting, to be sure. So what's your crew going to be doing with me?
Probing your brain.
Well,
loaded question.
Wrong thing to ask.
If I have any say, they will probably just leave you alone.
Oh, well, that's not always fun.
Well, yeah, but one of them might just try to kill you. The other one might try to kill you while melting your brain out of your ears. Two of them are already involved with one another. Yeah, there's a whole dynamic on board. Okay. Really, you're better off just, you know, minding your P's and Q's.
Well, I mean, if you'd be wanting to drop me off, I have a few suggestions.
Well, actually, we're on a little bit of a scavenger hunt kind of a thing right now. We need to go and visit with Caltrop. We're on our way to see Caltrop.
Ah, his mother must have hated him.
I think he picked that name.
Oh, he must have hated himself.
I think so, too.
Makes me think of cows.
Did you say cows?
Yes.
Like the mooing animal?
Yeah.
By the way, there's Creamer in the galley.
Are you hitting on me, Doctor?
Not intentionally.
Don't worry, Zeke. I have teaching.
It has been a while since I've had some good coffee. I've been stuck in an air vent for quite a number of days, so I think I'll go check out your galley, if he be permitting.
Yeah, go ahead. You're not going to bleed out now, so...
Well, that's good to hear.
Just come back tomorrow and we'll check on those bandages.
Aye, aye, Doctor. And she gets up and gingerly walks towards the galley.
And Flossie drops from the ceiling.
Oh, God.
Hi, Flossie.
So, I have a question for you, Zeke.
Yes.
I'm really going to put a jump scare sound in there.
Swish thump. So I was thinking it might be easier to probe her brain and figure out which part of the Marauders she's from, because that depends on whether I'm going to kill her right away or make it slow. So if you have like a tea that would sort of not knock her out but make her kind of woozy, or perhaps something I could put in tea. I don't know. I need ideas.
You have toxicology.
Yeah?
Why does a doctor need tea? He has drugs.
Right. That's the other...
Because there's medicinal herbs that can be brewed in a tea that are effective for specific things.
So wait, am I not getting laid?
What? That depends on what's in her brain. Hold that thought.
Okay. If depending on what's in her brain, is there an option where she doesn't die?
Yeah, I guess. It's possible. We'll see what she says.
I mean, she's basically human, right?
She's humanoid, not specifically human.
Okay. But she doesn't have some kind of weird biology?
I mean... If you think about it, everybody's biology is...
Well, yeah,
weird.
But she's not like feeling or...
Well, I mean, you just fixed her up, so you know about her biological necessities.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, everything's in the usual place.
Okay. Yeah, I could probably whip something up for you. What?
I'm just wondering where everybody is. Everybody in the... I don't know
So Flossie and Zeke are in the medical bay.
Okay.
Which the pirate lady just left.
Black Kel is walking towards the galley. Henthal is...
I hit the jump button, so I'm kind of a free agent at this point.
Well, we're slow boat. Well, unless we're doing a wild jump, we're slow boating a week to
slow boating. We're not doing a wild jump.
So you set the autopilot, and then you can do whatever you want. Actually, after you set the autopilot, you turn around, and there's Gideon. 1 foot is bare, and he tosses the petty egg at you. Says, you promised me the other foot.
Rin, I have questions for you. Can you come to the med bay?
Yep.
All right.
So, We say charisma and agility?
For what?
For a foot rub?
You used teaching last time. So.
Fair. Check.
I don't think he needs to be taught anymore. You did a good job.
Oh, no. There's advanced technique.
There's always more to
advanced.
Advanced technique?
Listen. Yeah. Listen.
That was the right foot. This is the left foot.
The pressure points are different, bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Am I the only one that knows that?
No, like, all the bones bend differently.
Yeah.
Did you say all bones bang differently?
Bend.
I like where you're going with that, though.
Well, she's not wrong.
32.
There's a lot of moaning coming from the helm. Bam, 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 bam. It's like you're ruining it, Dantal. Hantal's giving Gideon a toe-curling foot rub. It's like, how many lifetimes did it take to get the foot rubbing right?
Listen. I've lived many and taken bits and pieces from each.
All right, what is Rin doing?
I need to talk to Zeke.
Okay. All right. So you... All right, so they're busy, the galley's busy, you two are talking, and then Rin comes walking in, armless Rin. And you see there's Flossie and Zeke talking about tea.
No. What'd you need?
So your arms work back up to their, you know, just regular baseline function.
Oh, great. That was quick.
Well, yeah.
They're right there in the medical bay.
But we have all those extra robot parts.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to upgrade your arms?
That could be interesting.
Right?
Are we talking about?
Well, I would need, you know, I could leave you one arm and just keep one arm at a time so that you're still, you know, uh-huh, able to do whatever. And I would need Gideon's help. So if you could, you know, talk him into it or just let him know that you've agreed to this, to augmentation.
Right. What kind of augmentation?
Integrated weapons, maybe extra armor.
Okay.
I probably can't make you stronger, but I don't think that's an issue.
I don't think that's necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw what you did with the docking clamps, and I think more strength would be scary.
Yeah, and when it's not a challenge, I mean, why do it?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want both arms now while I talk to Gideon? Do you want just the one arm?
I could leave one with you if that makes it easier.
So that's happening. Let's speed this up a little bit. So we still have the question of Black Kel.
Yeah, right now we're just letting her wander around free-willed on the ship.
Okay. So, yeah. So I'm assuming like at this point, like a few days have passed. Black Kel, she's kind of making herself at home. The wound is healing. And now the crew, we're having like a huddle to figure out what we're going to do.
Is crafting a poison... medicine, biology, toxicology.
That would be toxicology.
Okay, one die. And four dice for logic. And how fast do luck dice re?
Well, if it's been a couple of days, we'll just say your luck is back.
27.
Okay. So you've brewed some kind of... What did you make?
Just kind of a paralytic sedative. Okay. So
it's not going to kill her. It's just going to paralyze her.
And just put her to case. Sleep.
Just in case.
Make sure she rolled over onto her stomach.
So it's an anesthetic.
Yeah.
It's a general anesthetic. That uh-huh. Okay. All right. And so you did this on your own, and then the crew was together, kind of like huddled together, I guess, around the engine. And Gideon's like, so what are we going to do with the pirate?
So have an anesthetic.
Why?
Is Flossie there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, we're all right. Together. It's like, are we going to do surgery on her?
No. I just need to test her.
Test what?
To see where she comes from, which sub-faction, who she's working for, why she was on that station. I need to know everything. And that's going to help me determine whether she lives or dies like now or later or maybe not.
Or we could just... drop her off somewhere and call it good.
Right, but she knows how to control zombies.
Okay. Didn't she help us get off that station?
By controlling zombies.
Yeah.
Which I'm very interested in.
Okay.
So we may not I mean, yeah, we might not have to kill her.
She helped us. We let her on the ship. We let her eat our food and drink our coffee and use our creamer.
Moo.
That was weird. And now we're thinking about killing her? I don't think that's...
What if she's evil?
Then why did we let her on the ship?
Because we didn't know her that well.
Zeke, take a look around at the rest of the people that you're talking to.
Yeah. What if you're all evil? I'm just kidding.
It's like, well, I mean, according to some other planet's laws, I think we're all pretty in a lot of deep shit.
I just want to know what's going on with her. And then, you know, then we'll figure it out from there. Depends on what's in there.
I mean, I would think if she had any ill intention towards us, she would have done it by now. I mean.
Yeah. You know, like.
Free ship.
Or, you know, like the fluffy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That worked against us right away.
Mm-hmm. Valhalla. Immediately.
Yeah, Valhalla. Remember Valhalla?
I do.
Let it on board.
I know that was two episodes ago, the dad jokes and the puns.
Let it on board. It gained our trust. Mm-hmm. And then it sold us to the Union Space Corps. Exactly. And you into slavery.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Well,
the Marauders are a hell of a lot scarier.
I mean, couldn't you, like, just make her forget she ever met us?
Yeah, probably, but I would need to knock her out first anyway. No, I bet I could, chemically. Could.
Chemically, I can't. I've been working on it, though.
I just don't think we should be arbitrarily killing people.
So we probably won't have to kill her.
Oh, I would have killed her already if that was a problem.
So why are we even going through all this?
Because these are things I need to know. These are the people that killed my family, that took over my base.
You killed the person that did that.
He's not the only one, and he took over for the guy that I killed in the first place.
Okay.
But I can't just let these guys go.
We'll work on Flossie and her mental issues.
Really?
Psychology.
That's not better.
In the future.
You have no training in.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. I read that magazine twice. All right. Gideon just kind of like puts his hands up and is like, whatever, but I won't be on board if you decide she needs to die.
Okay. And that just means that, you know, the airlocks will be locked out from us ejecting her into space. That's fine. Rin, do you have any input? You're usually kind of the moral compass.
That is the most frightening statement.
That is. I don't know her personally.
Okay, and we have an opportunity to get to know her very well, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Raises zombies, which is a questionable practice in my book.
She knows who Axton was.
She was excited about his death.
Yeah, she did say she was grateful about that, which is another reason why I want to get in her head, because I want to know why she's grateful.
Because Axton was a dick?
Power vacuum. Any number of reasons.
But is it our decision?
I mean, we could ask her, hey, do you mind if we probe your skull?
But does it matter what we find out? Because is it up to us whether she lives or dies?
Well, I mean, ultimately, that defaults to whoever has the power. And I think it's pretty clear we have the power in this situation.
I worry about your ethics, Hental.
Spethics. You mispronounced it. Spethics. And I prefer the term morally flexible.
If I find in her brain that she intends to kill us all, then, you know, it would be a good thing for us to find that out, I would say.
Yes, self-defense is
it's easier right, if she thing. If
all
she
right, psychically well, fine. We'll just slip her a Mickey at dinner time.
That's kind of what I had in mind, actually.
Okay, great.
And then engineering project.
Yeah?
How's that going?
Oh, I got some design ideas. I think I got some ideas where I can maybe make some improvements. Let's figure out the pirate situation first, and then, Rin, I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
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 Sounds good. Break.
Wait, do we...
Who's making dinner tonight?
Oh, better. You are.
I think I figured out cinnamon on the protein dispenser.
Oh, no.
What? Ooh, I don't want cinnamon-flavored
protein.
Why not? It would be like those cinnamon roll things. Those were yummy.
Just don't ask about the cream glaze. This is
So, jump ahead to dinner. And so, whatever meal Dr. Ezekiel prepared, it's probably some kind of like space protein-based kind of thing. And all y'all are sitting around, you're talking. Black Kel is there. She's regaling you all with tales of her adventures, and she's getting really into it, like gesturing and stuff. And she even stands up with a chair at one point, and then she passes out and falls flat on the table.
Yes.
All right, Flossie, you're
digging up. Digging in.
She almost landed on Bessie.
Well, I would have gone at the last second and moved.
Okay, over. So you are going to probe Black Kel's mind. Mm-hmm. All right, give me a roll.
All right.
It's only easier when they're unconscious because they don't whine about the headache she's giving them.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want her to feel pain unless she's a horrible person, and in that case, she will feel lots of it. But
there's enough now, whining amongst the crew. You
know, I'll do it the nice way. Okay. So, new day, new exploit. Okay. Young.
Kaboom. I'm so young, I'm going to rip your brain open.
So that's a 21.
Well, that gets past her mental defense. So you're going pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so tell me what information you want.
I want to know why she was on that station.
Okay.
Honestly, her and her crew needed a drink.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Who is the new head who took over for Axton?
Where's your list of NPCs?
Oh, man.
Hubert George Rection.
What about Vax Aldrazi?
That works.
There we go.
Vax Aldrazi.
That's from the Kobold Alchemist on Instagram.
Okay, thank you. So that is the new head of what was Axton's faction, which she is not. So I think, like I explained before, so the pirate fleets they're not really like a monolithic organization. They're more like a loose confederation of various captains and ships and fleets and commodores all under the banner of a high pirate king. And in the Marauder fleet, it is way more fractioned off than any of the other fleets. And so she just basically is the captain of one ship. And like all Marauders, they know a little bit of necromancy, just enough to, you know, help when the odds are against them. But for the most part, she had nothing to do with what Axton did and is glad he's dead.
Okay.
Because, you know, he did have a pretty fearsome reputation and was giving Marauders a bad name.
So then I would want to know how much she knows about Flossie.
Well, everything that she knows about Flossie and by extension the rest of the crew is through rumors, because we're all making a name for ourselves. Okay. So nothing personal, just... like she's heard rumors of some of your exploits, some of which seem too fantastic to be true, but you know that they're true.
Okay. Well, that's good, because
using a baby as a human shield. It's just distasteful.
That's anyway.
Pirate would totally appreciate
the side
that.
Of her head at that moment.
Right.
But
it's like we're just going to erase that memory. Okay, there we go.
All right.
So, but and oh, you also mentioned intent towards the crew. She actually, she bears no ill will towards you all. She's actually pretty grateful. She thinks there's a lot of attractive people on this ship. She, as you're probing through her mind, you do get up. She's asexual but biromantic. So she just flirts a whole lot, but isn't really into the physical aspect of things.
You said flirts, right?
Oh, she flirts like crazy.
Okay, because it sounded like you said farts.
No. Just farts constantly.
And then, so the last thing would be, where does she need to go?
There is... I mean, at this point now, like, her ship is gone, her crew is gone... dropping her off at a neutral pirate port would be a good starting off place for her. So she can gather up a crew again and find a ship.
So, so she lives.
Oh, good.
So, Zeke, can you give her some, like, really good painkillers? I dug kind of deep.
Yeah.
It won't cause any lasting damage or anything, but she'll have a headache unless you help her out.
That's just a side effect of the drugs. I mean...
Yeah.
Although your thing also causes headaches.
Right. And she must have slipped when she was standing on the table and we gave her the medicine.
Let's move her into let's move her into the med bay
So you make it look like she slipped and fell and you gave her some painkillers and very easily explainable can do that. So are you going to be dropping her off
somewhere?
We'll let her figure out where she wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, she would just request like the nearest neutral port that's commonly used by Order of Fear pirates or just pirates in general. And as you drop her off, she says her goodbyes. She does say that she hopes that we all meet again soon because it was a fun adventure.
True, it was.
It's really nice being on a ship with so many people good to look at.
You're welcome.
Right. And she winks at you, Hental, and says, I heard stories about your foot rubs. Maybe
they're
next time.
They're fucking magical.
That's what I hear. And Gideon's like, oh, boy, howdy. Didn't realize I was wearing those boots for 8 years. All right. And so that is where we will leave it. And that is the end of episode 69.
Nice.
Yay! Hopefully it left a pleasant taste in your mouth.
Oh, my.
Episode 69, The Foot Job.
Oh.
That's frightening. I like it.
All right.
This podcast is sponsored by World Anvil.
Light up the forge.
And use our code CONSOLE at dieharddice.com for 15% off your next order of dice. That's CONSOLE.
For information about this and other episodes, including show notes, social media links, and more, please visit our website at chaoticgoodnesspodcast.com. Want access to subscriber-only perks, such as bonus content, Discord server access, World Anvil partnership benefits, and other swag? Click on the donate link at nerdsmith.org for details. Thank you for listening to the Chaotic Goodness Podcast. Come back next Monday for more chaos.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of. Unfortunately, your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast. Follow the hair-raising adventures of three friends tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Find The Crit Show on nerdsmith.org or wherever you get your podcasts.